In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I'm told the story of this church that was in dire need of a new roof. And so the pastor came up with this brilliant idea. They would have this deal where the person who donated the most money on a given Sunday could pick out three hymns. This was part of their fundraising effort. And so the pastor made this announcement that if you donated the most money on this Sunday, you could pick out three hymns. Well, they pass the plate, the collection comes back, and the pastor kind of is looking through there. And there's this one check that stands out. It's a check for $1,000. And it is from this little old spinster woman. Very elderly, never married. Seemingly never really had a whole lot. And $1,000 check, and the pastor was very impressed, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like, you know, Sister Mary has, in fact, donated the most, so she gets to pick out three hymns." And so they invite her up, and the pastor says, "Now, which three hymns would you like?" And she said, "I'll take him and him and him." Now, some of you are going to say that's corny, but you're all going to tell that joke later this week to somebody, I know it. I love hymns. I can't sing very well, but I do love hymns. And I especially love the hymns that we sing at Christmas. And I think you all do too. Do you know how I know? Because you all actually sing when we play them. I love the reverberation of all of our voices in the rafters, and it's absolutely magnificent. But I was taking a look at some of the hymns that we so often sing at this time of year. And I noticed a theme here. Songs like Away in a Manger, What Child Is This, Silent Night, they all speak of this little tiny baby, this little tiny baby that needs us. Little, cute, 6 pound, 7 ounce Jesus. Who, it was like an hour labor, tops. I mean, he was very respectful to his mother. Cute little baby Jesus in this cold world where there's no place for him and he has to go lay in this manger, and isn't that beneath him? And it is. And then I think the intention of these hymns, I believe, are to evoke a certain emotion. I think it's supposed to make us think, well, you know, I would have done something. I would have done something for Jesus if I were there. I would have slept on the couch. They could have come in. I could have given him a blanket instead of them just, you know, tearing some bands of cloth up and wrapping him up. I could have given them some food. I would have done something for them. Okay. I think that the reason that we so often think of Jesus as this little tiny baby at Christmas, and we like that image, and we like the idea that we could do something to help, because that image of this little tiny helpless baby is, in fact, so much easier for us to deal with than 30-year-old Jesus who's out preaching on the streets and telling us a lot of stuff we don't want to hear. It's a lot easier for us to say, I would have given baby Jesus some formula than for us to hear that we are supposed to feed the hungry. Oh, I would have given little baby Jesus some shelter. That's a lot easier to say than I'm going to do something about homelessness. I would have done something for that little child. I would have protected it. I would have taken care of baby Jesus. But yet, what do we do for the sick? What do we do for those who are destitute? Aren't those people Christ in our midst right now? You see, if we actually want to do something for this cute little bundle of joy of Mary's, if we are really serious about doing something for Jesus, we're going to do it to the least of those in our society. You see, It's all good and well that we can say that we would do something. It's an entirely different matter for us now, 2,000 years later, to actually act upon it and do something. The call of Christmas is to remind us that Jesus came into the world as this vulnerable person. And from this position of vulnerability was the Messiah, became the person that we all know and love and have accepted as the person of the Trinity, the Son. It is, in fact, a lot easier to deal with little baby Jesus than the adult Jesus. And I think we want to relegate Jesus to that as much as we can. Throughout this Christmas season, afterwards, it's so much easier to deal with baby Jesus than adult Jesus. But whenever you think about it, we have the opportunity each and every day to actually do something for the Christ child. We have that opportunity. My question, my brothers and sisters, is if we're actually going to go and do something about it. Are we actually going to go out and do those things that we say that we would do? Are we going to help those who are less fortunate? Are we going to help the vulnerable? Because we don't know what they're going to grow up to be, who they'll be. We don't know what the world could be missing by denying an education or a life to so many people. My brothers and sisters, this Christmas season, I want us to remember that cute little baby child. Because Jesus did enter the world the same way we did. Jesus came here the old-fashioned way. But you know what? Just because he came here the old-fashioned way doesn't mean that we have to keep old-fashioned attitudes. Doesn't mean that we have to keep old habits. The fact that we have Jesus in our life means that we can do new and amazing things. Yes, let's remember this cute little baby Jesus. Let's remember more about what he commanded us to do. To love our neighbors. To pray for our enemies. To strive for justice and peace and the dignity of every human being. That, my brothers and sisters, is where the rubber hits the road. That's what we're striving to do. Let us take care of one another. Let us love one another as he has loved us so amazingly. And it is that love that we celebrate this night, and we are called to shine forth each and every day of our lives. Amen.